historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
What is up, Concordia? It is Danny Gold with your community calendar for the week of January 13th to January 19th here on CGLO 1690 AM, and it begins now. Concordia's Faculty of Arts and Science invites you to meet our published faculty authors and celebrate their hard work. Over 60 publications since 2017. Taking place this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in room 101 of the MB building downtown, come see the fruit of our hardworking professors' labors. The event will be totally free and books will be available to purchase and special order through the Concordia Bookstore. Once again, that is taking place Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in room 101 in the MB building. Come support our faculty, folks. Winter is in full swing and it has been hitting us hard, folks. But don't worry, I have good news because I know of an event that's going to be taking advantage of this at the end of this week. Igloo Fest, the Middle of Winter Montreal Outdoor Music Festival, is back this year with a ton planned. Their website says, high-energy electronic dance music, mind-bending visuals, wild dancing, and wacky winter parkas. Expect all that and more at Igloo Fest, Montreal's famed outdoor winter music festival. Igloo Fest 14th edition parties hard with K-Trana, Rufus the Soul, and The Blaze, and many more incredible producers and visual artists from January 16th to February 8th. Make sure to get your tickets and check out the Old Port area throughout the month for some sick shows. Unfortunately, there is no exact starting time given, but come to Old Port at any night after the 16th, and I'm sure you're going to hear it. Finally for you guys, I have a concert, and this one's a bit bigger than usual. Come check out Atmosphere, The Lioness, Nikki Jean, and DJ Keezy at the Corona Theater located at 2490 Notre Dame West this Saturday the 18th. The show starts at 8 p.m. and will cost you about $25 online and about $30 at the door. The Atmosphere is apparently calling this the Wherever North America Tour, so go show them why Montreal's a great stop. Once again, this Saturday the 18th at 8 p.m. at the Corona Theater. That's it for me, guys. This has been Danny Gold with the Community Calendar here on CGLO 1690 AM. Have a great week, and now back to your regular scheduled programming.
All right, we're back and into the second hour here. And that last track we heard there was a classic from the Sadies. That was Riverview Fog. And the Sadies, I am excited to tell you, are going to be part of the Tavern Tour that's happening at the end of this month. And they're going to be playing with the man who we played just before them, Daniel Romano, as well as Christian North. And that is all taking place January 31st at Sala Rosa. And I'm telling you, if you've never seen the Sadies, this is the time to correct that, because you're going to get to see Daniel Romano as well. And Christian North, I'm not familiar with, but hey, if he's lined up with those guys, chances are you're going to want to see him too. And if you follow us on Twitter, I just put up a link for you to be able to get tickets to that. But if you're not on Twitter, you can just go to taverntour.com and or is it .ca? I'm not sure. Google Tavern Tour or check them out on Facebook and you can get all the information. But that is definitely one you want to circle on your calendar. January 31st, Sala Rosa, the Sadies and Daniel Romano.
And for whatever reason you're allergic to the Sadies, Daniel Romano, or Sala Rosa, you should go check out Birds of Paradise that night too, because they're also playing that night.
Yeah, and there's another show playing that night that we're going to play some stuff of a little bit later on in the show. So it's one of those things where
you have to pick and choose.
Yeah, but the Tavern Tour, I think this is the fourth year, the third or fourth year. It's really growing and it's become quite an excellent beginning of the new year festival in the city. And next week, Maxim from Mothland, as well as Tavern Tour, as well as the drummer for Uburu, is going to be coming in to talk to us about the Uburu new album that they're going to be launching at Tavern Tour, and the rest of all the fun that can be had at during Tavern Tour. So that's next weekend, or next Friday. So make sure you come back for that one. And right now, I pass it back over to you.
All right, well, a bunch of local musicians banded together and did a tribute album to Jay Retard for the 10-year anniversary of his passing. So we're going to hear our buddy Pablo from Palmetto, who goes under the name Giraffe, and he did a cover of Screaming Hand. And this one stood out to me because it's a totally different approach to the Jay Retard version. And then following that, we're going to hear Juan Waters. I didn't even know I had this album at home, but I must have picked it up at some point in the last year. We're going to hear a track called Ombre. And then we're going to hear a track from the 13th floor elevators, Don't Fall Down, and we'll see where it goes from there. So here's Giraffe with his cover of J Retard and Screaming Hand. You're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM.
When I was a young boy, I didn't need much. A kind word or two, or a warm touch. But instead, I got a man with an empty beer bottle in his screaming.
I'm a man on the street. I walk right through the storm, confidently wear a hat. You might ask me to say hello. Sometimes I pick up a paper and I take it to peep through. Maybe I'll read the comics, maybe I'll read the news. Don't talk to me, man. Don't talk to me, woman. I could be seen on every corner, and people think I'm hard to read. I'm a man on the street. I walk right through the storm, confidently wear a hat. You might ask me to say hello. I stop in front of a newsstand. If a headline distracts me, I read it, I move on, like everything around me. Don't talk to me, man. Don't talk to me, oh man. I could be seen on every corner, and people think I'm hard to read.
to me, man. Don't talk to me, oh man. I could be seen on every corner, and people think I'm hard to read. Don't talk to me, man. Don't talk to me, whoa man. I could be seen on every corner, and people think I'm hard to read.
Entonces, claro.
Pretty girl.
Is your weekly destination for hot buttered soul, R&B, and funk. Hey man, if it's got a soul, I'm playing it on the show. Join me, Lou, every Monday at 8 p.m. for amazing playlists and occasional interviews with local emerging soul artists from the city.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
It's only soul, and it's only on CJLO Radio 1690 AM.
Oh my goodness, 17 years, Lady Oracle. Limelight been going strong for 17 years. Lady Oracle, put down that champagne. We're not celebrating just yet. We need our peoples to be with us. Come and join us Saturday, February the 8th, Diving Bell Social Club, as we celebrate the Limelight Radio Show 17th year on CJLO. Special guest performances by Sean Miller and lyricist Serenity. She got bars. On the ones and twos providing the music for the night, my man, DJ White Sox. $5 donation at the door. Doors open at 7 p.m. until 11. Come celebrate with us. We'd love to see y'all there. Peace.
Welcome back to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. The last track we heard was a brand new one from Alien Nose Job, an unfortunate name for a band, I think. The new album is called Suddenly Everything is Twice as Loud, and we heard the track Wait.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, I agree. Where did that come from? I was like, I'm being seduced right now.
Luckily, our trainee wasn't here to see that.
All right. So in before Alien Nose Job, we heard Raining Sound with Pretty Girl. And this sent me on an endless Raining Sound listening party this week. And it reminded me that if I remember and I'm in a desert island disc situation where there's like, I don't know, I'm being stranded on an island, and I know in advance I need to bring some albums, I need to at least bring one Greg Cartwright-related album in that mix. Note to self.
And the original lineup of Raining Tour just announced...
Sound.
Raining Sound just announced a tour.
Yeah.
So,
and they're going to make some sound.
So fingers crossed that that might make it here.
So much these fingers are crossed.
Just come up to Montreal.
I recall the last time we saw Raining Sound, and
it was amazing,
incredible. Yeah, and one of those bands that you really understand the appreciation for them afterwards when they step out onto the curb outside the club and people come up and just want to thank them and talk about a certain song. There's something Greg Cartwright gets a certain kind of fan, and it's most enjoyable to see outside.
Oh, I mean, I'm 15 years into doing this show, and I remember when this show started, I would play the Raining Sound all the time, and I would constantly be saying, like, I don't understand why he's not as recognized as, say, Jack White or, you know, any of the others. You know, Dan Auerbach after, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand why. Because not only with the Raining Sound, but Compulsive Gamblers, Oblivions, just his catalog is fantastic and huge.
So, Greg Cartwright, if you're listening, please come to town. And before that, we heard the 13th Floor Elevators with Don't Fall Down. And we also heard One Waters with Hombre, a track I discovered today, again, on an album I didn't even realize I had. And Giraffe with Screaming Hand from an excellent J. Retard tribute album from Retard Records, available on Bandcamp. It's all Montreal local musicians. It's great.
All right. Speaking of Montreal local musicians, coming up right now is the latest single from Elephant Stone, getting us ready for, I think this is the final single, right, before the album drops.
It's the fifth, is that right? I think he's released five songs that make up a suite.
Right. And let's just find out. So the album launch is happening on February 21st at Lesco Griff. And if you're lucky, you'll get a ticket for that one. And then I'm just trying to find out when the album is actually out.
It's on Valentine's Day.
It is? Okay. So we've just a couple weeks away. And all right, well, let's get to it. This is a brand new one from Elephant Stone. This is Keep the Light Alive on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Looking for your next step in education or to travel? Learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees and doctorates, as well as work abroad, language travel, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, February 29th at the Palais de Congrès de Montreal. Admission is free. Check the web for more information. studyandgoabroad.com.
All right, we are back, and we're getting close to the end of the show here, so we'll quickly recap and then play our final set. The last track there, a classic here at the Go-Go Radio Magic Show, that was Les Marinellis with Sous la Lune, and I really hope that that band, even just one more album, just get back together for one more record. Such a fantastic band, and I know that they're all very busy in various other projects and whatnot, but one more, guys, just one more. And then before that, we had a track. It was an outtake from the Hot Rat Sessions, Frank Zappa's classic first solo record that came out back in 1969. And its 50th anniversary was marked with a box set at the end of December there. And the track we heard was Dame Margaret's Son to Be a Bride, a nice little instrumental piece. And I, for my money, that's my favorite Zappa record, Hot Rats. Kieran, he's nodding, but maybe
it's an approving nod, but he might have an argument to make. Or
I mean, it's hard to pick one because the guy had like 100 records, but yeah, that one is always it never disappoints. Just put it on and you'll be happy. Before that, we had Levitation Room with Mr. Polydactyl Cat, and that came off of their latest release, Headspace. Slipped in an older track from it's from last year's.
Levitation Room? No.
White Fences, I Have to Feed Larry's Bird, Hawk. But we heard Neighborhood Light, and we kicked it all off with the final single from Elephant Stone's forthcoming album. What we heard was Keep the Light Alive, and they are going to be launching that record February 21st at Lesko Griff. So do yourself a favor and buy a ticket this weekend. Take it away, sir.
All right, in this last set, this is going to take us home. First track we're going to hear is by Quiche Knight. It's called Human Ghost. Then we're going to hear a track by a band called The Districts. And the track is called Cheap Regrets. We'll hear one more track from the local Retard Records tribute to Jay Retard. We're going to hear Night of Broken Glass by Mickey Dagger. And then closing out the set is going to be Uburu, who we're going to have Max from Uburu, and maybe...
We don't know. We don't know. Max is confirmed.
Max is confirmed. Someone from Uburu is going to be here
next
week.
It's Max.
To talk about the new album, Tavern Tour, and a whole bunch of stuff that's going
on.
That's
next Friday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Jump in. We're running out of time here.
All right. Thanks, folks.
Hey, stick around. K-Man's here, so he's up next.